When I started, this was back in 2013, I was not even a runner. The most neglected part of my life was health. So accidentally, I picked up running.
Please talk to us about it. Like, how do you accidentally pick up running? Hello and welcome. I'm Shashank Mehta, founder at thewholetruthfoods.com, and you're listening to The Whole Truth Project.
Our guest today is Suma Sampath. She's over 50 and she's run over 50 half marathons, 20 full marathons, 5 ultras, conquered 6 mountain peaks and whatnot. Oh, and she's an IT professional who only started running when she was 44. Amazed? Come, let's meet Suma Sampath.
So, the other question that really, like, thing that really surprises me, we told everyone in your intro that you actually started long distance running and endurance sports at the age of 44, right? Like, before that you weren't into it. Yeah. And while that itself is amazing, I would have assumed anyone who starts that would like do a half marathon, maybe a full marathon, and then be like, huh, I'm done. I'll keep on running for life. But what you've done is you've gone and done these like almost like more than 50 half marathons, 20 full marathons, ultras. Like, if I do a quick math, you're running a very, very long distance run almost once or twice every month. And you, as it is said, that your training runs are now itself 25 kilometers plus. I can understand what got you started. Maybe it was fitness, maybe it was endurance, but what motivates you to keep doing this day in and day out regularly for the last 6-7 years? Talk to us about that.
Sure. In one word, if I can answer this question, it is health. So when I started, this was back in 2013, I was not even a runner. I would just probably do a casual walk at that back then, and had a hectic work life, and back then, back home, hectic, family life and so on. So the most neglected part of my life was health. So accidentally I picked up running. That was also a great story which I can share. So accidentally, I picked up running and I just loved it. My first 10K, I still remember, I cherished that.
Please talk to us about it. Like, how do you accidentally pick up running?
Okay. My husband is a fitness person, right from I have known him. And he is very consistent in taking care of himself, which I wasn't. And I didn't even get impacted of that nature of him. So he was actually, when he started taking part in events, he and his friends, now they're all my friends as well because I'm also a runner. So they all actually forced me to even come and watch a TCS 10K run. Just, they said, you don't need to run, just come and just watch us. I said, no, that's fine, because there's a relay in the TV, direct telecast. I will sleep and watch. So that was my answer. And I came back and slept. And so that's how I was. Because I used to find runners crazy. Like, why do they run? Why do they have to run on, go roads and run and, put some bibs and why? Why do? So I had no convincing answer. So I didn't do it. In fact, I was discouraging my husband, saying, you are reducing weight. You are looking weak. Don't run. So that was the person I was. And then the Pinkathon came in, and I was working with IBM at that time. I was a senior manager there. So my organization sponsored the run for all of us as a for women. And then I said, I'm going to just register 5K. I just casually asked my husband. He said, no 5K, just register 10K. So I registered 10K. I didn't know what efforts would go into it, but then I just casually registered, and then no practice, no training, nothing. So just before the day of the run, I just said, okay, let me check how I can run. And I just went to the park area and started running. And I kind of ran and walked for 1 hour. So that is when I kind of, the thought going on in my mind was, I recalled my childhood. So even when I was child and in my, when I was a student, whenever I visited my friend's house or anywhere, I was pretty active without my knowledge. I would run to friend's house rather than walk. I think I found it very easy and time saving kind of activity. Without knowing, I was running. So that is how it was. And I thought about it. That thought came into mind. I came back home. I had no clue how one runs and, you know, what is the training run and what are the things required, pre-run, post-run, nothing. So I think I had a catch in my calf muscles and all. I was not able to even walk in the night. So I called up my husband. He was on an off-site training for his company, and he was not in Bangalore. So I called him and said, no, I'm not going next day morning because I'm not in a position to run. Then he paused his training and he drove in the night and he came home. Morning, he said, let's go. I'm running with you. It's a women only run, Pinkathon. But then he said, I will just be around. You run, and whenever you're not okay, I'll be around. So with that, I went, and then I started the run, and looking at, you know, bright women around and small girls and whatnot, I was so excited about that crowd. And then I started running, and I had not even seen my husband where he was for all the 10K, and I finished in 1 hour 17 minutes. It was just a casual kind of a run. So that was my running journey.
Superb. And from there on, telling yourself that now I'll be running a long distance run. What keeps you going?
Yes. Why? So back then, as you mentioned, I was 44 years of age. I had a lot of health issues, Shashank. I had hypothyroid, and at the age of 32, because of fibroids, I had to get hysterectomy done, which means I had to get my uterus removed by a major surgery. So my health was completely on toes, and head to toe, I used to complain every day with my family about my issues. And at work life, you know, though I was giving my best, there were times where, you know, my performance was declining because of my you know, health issues. I had skin allergy. You talk about it, I had it. I had migraine. I had, you know, I was anyway hypothyroid. Because of that, I had skin-related issues. And because of my, you know, physical lack of fitness, that was affecting psychologically as well, because I was not fit. I was not able to give my best to anything, though I wanted to, though I had urge to do a lot of things. And I have a son, I had to take care of my family, and ours is a joint family. My parents are there. So it was all like, you know, it was not pleasant. Like, you know, at home, if we start complaining at home, family members, our friends, our colleagues, they will not like it if we keep complaining about one or the other. So if we are healthy, smiling, that is something which is the vibe which everybody will want. And that is what I started getting. When I started running, I started improving on it, and I started liking it. And I started gaining the knowledge also on that, and my productivity improved everywhere, and also the positive vibe improved. That is what kept me, you know, going and going. And then endurance was my thing. I realized I enjoy long distance running. So you ask me to just start the run, I will end only when you say it. I will not stop otherwise. So that is how I am as a person. But I am not a fast runner or anything like that. I don't really concentrate on timing, because that actually stops me from enjoying. But I try my best. Like, from yesterday, I have improved today. That is what is the measuring factor for me.
Suma, I also know that somewhere along the line, you picked up trekking and hiking, and even there, like normal people like us, you didn't say, I'll just climb one mountain and be happy about it. You've continued to do that, and you've done fairly tough treks also. Talk to us about how trekking started, and what role does that play in your fitness and your happiness journey?
So while I say running is my lifestyle, I would say trekking and hiking is divine for me. Once I started running, I started getting confidence on myself for doing more and more and exploring other things. So that's when my niece and nephew, Swati, Suraj and Hemant, they were regular trekkers. So they asked us to join, and my husband Sampath and I joined. And that is when we did the Sandak trek, 10 days of trek. I struggled because I still continue to have skin issues, health issues, and I would struggle in cold areas. I was very allergic to cold. and so on. And then when I went there during the trek and all, I was fine because I had body strength. But then overall, I think I was still not up to the mark. That is when I realized. When I finished the daily treks, I would finish it strong, but then go to the tent and wear thermals and sleep off because back in mind, I know I'm allergic to cold. So I never enjoyed the sunset or sunrise, which happens in the early morning and all. And then that actually triggered me to do more and more. I said, okay, let me trek more because I loved Himalayas. I felt divine. So that is when I started doing more and more. And now I think I have done 6 to 7 treks, including the toughest in Nepal, which is considered as toughest apart from summiting Mount Everest and other summits. This is the toughest trek called Everest Base Camp via 3 passes. You have 3 passes, which is around 20,000 feet altitude to go on. And freezing cold, I have trekked in minus. And the transformation I had was, I can now start trek in the midnight and enjoy the early morning sunrises. I even take out my jacket, everything, pose for pictures. That is also has happened. So that is a kind of fitness level I got into because of, you know, all these things put together.
But how does that happen? Like, you have the same, like, you're the same person who used to be almost allergic to cold. I understand fitness, but what you're telling me is it's almost as if your body composition is changing because of doing all of this, right? Talk me through, what does endurance, either running or trekking, do to you? And B, how do the two compare for you? Like, are they more similar? Are there differences between the two? Like, what role do they play in your life?
Very interesting question. So first of all, you know, all these things got me discipline in my life. When I say discipline, it's for me. Like before I was a runner or a trekker, I would not take care of myself at all. Like, be it food habits, you know, be it sleeping habits, be it anything, it was very haphazard. Like, I would not eat on time, not eat healthy food, not eat vegetables, fruits, and whatever is needed, and whatever we get during, you know, whatever the period. I started getting better and better. I start, because we, for running and trekking and all, we have to wake up early. So I started sleeping early. So sleep early, wake up early, that changed. Food habits, I started eating vegetables, lot of vegetables, lot of fruits, which I was not taking in. And I'm a vegetarian, so I know that I need more protein. So whenever my activities are more, I take a protein supplement as well. And then during the trekking, I take, you know, all the bars, which is easy to carry, protein bars and, you know, the kind of bars which you also create. So those things I would prefer to carry. So apart from that, if I compare running and trekking, both are two different activities in my opinion, and both needs two different preparations. But since both are endurance based for me, because even when we see a peak, like we just stand, and if we see, there is a question for us as to, I question myself, will I be able to do that kind? It's not a doubt, it's a question. So for that question, if we have preparedness, I think I am stronger mentally than physically. I can still claim that even till today, I'm mentally very strong. I don't give up easily, but I don't have ego. If I can't do it, it's fine. I can't do it. There are certain days where I can't do it. If I'm doing yoga today, there are certain days my body doesn't let to do even simple asanas. So I think we have to listen to us. I follow that. If I cannot do something, I'm not too aggressive about it. At the same time, I don't want to give up easily. So these are the things which helps me to do both running, endurance running, and also trekking, because trekking is again endurance game. You have whole lot of mountain to climb, and you have whole thing to descent, ascents, and you enjoy. The best part of trekking is you enjoy. You enjoy the your surroundings. Especially Himalayas, you have beautiful 360 degrees view everywhere. So that actually calls me often. And while running, sometimes if we run short of time, it is actually we will not be able to enjoy much. But then that is when this intercity I was talking to you about, that's a great experience. It's more or less, you know, I felt fast trekking on a less altitude, because Bangalore to Sakleshpur, Bangalore to Mysore and all is less altitude compared to, you know, what we trek to Himalayas. So that is also like endurance. We would cover, every day is an ultra marathon for us. We cover anywhere between 50 to 65 to 70 kilometers. Entire day we run. We start in the morning, run. Have breakfast, run. Have lunch, run. Have evening snacks, run. So we run till the dark.
Amazing. And I love that point about how endurance teaches you that balance between not giving up too early, yet not having ego to go on beyond your limits. So knowing your limits and pushing them a little, but not pushing them so much that it hurts you, is a great judgment muscle that endurance helps you to build. But it's also a lot of pain, right? Like long distance running and trekking, your ankles are aching, your feet are aching, your back is aching, you start stooping, etc., etc. Talk me through your mental chatter at that time when you said I'm mentally strong, and you know, in a 50 kilometer run, I'm sure post the 15th, 20th kilometer, the pain really starts to happen, and then it continues for you know, the rest of the run. What's the mental chat that's going through your head at that time?
Sure. When I say I'm mentally strong, so for example, I want to run from Bangalore to Sakleshpur. So there is a planning done. Everything is done. So we will run, you know, approximately X kilometers every day, and we would finish. And the finishing point is Sakleshpur. So I already visualize the finishing point. So on a normal condition, I don't want to give up. I want to run from Bangalore and want to stop at Sakleshpur. That is my mental math, which is done. And every day, approximately this much kilometers. And then, as I mentioned to you, training is needed. So for these kind of long, crazy endurance runs, we actually do a lot of planning for training as well. So we do back-to-back training as well, because our body needs recovery as well. So every day I can't do this. So once in a while, challenge is fine, but because health is my focus, I will not lose the health, you know, compromise health for doing crazy things. That is not done. So keeping that in mind, training runs are very important. So 2 to 3 months of aggressive training. That is why I said my training runs Saturdays usually include anywhere between 25 to 35 to 40 is because of this reason. So depending on what we sign up as a group, we sign up for events, or we plan events. It is basically for that. Because of training runs, we actually turn healthy as well without our knowledge, and we improve as well. So back-to-back running, for example, that also helps us to quickly recover. How do we quickly recover? How can we run in the pain? As you stated in your question, pain is there. So how do we manage pain is the thing. So first and foremost is I don't get my age thing in my mind. I don't, because most of the most of my running mates and trek mates are very young compared to me. And I don't bring in this as an excuse to me at all. So for me, age is something which adds a plus one every year, right? So how do we manage it? How do we manage for our own better and still keeping health in mind? So am I ready to do this Bangalore to Sakleshpur run? If I'm ready, only then I will do. Otherwise, I don't want to injure myself in any ways. So because of that, that is how mentally we get stronger and stronger, because there's a preparation. I'm actually very strong in my mind because I have trained better. I'm ready for it. And even for trekking.
No, I love that answer. Basically, you're saying that get used to the pain in your training runs, and then the pain won't be a new thing. You know that when I run, that 20 to 25 kilometer mark is when ankles start paining, and 25 to 30 is when back starts paining, but I know it. I'm expecting it.
Yes.
Got it. Tell me, Suma, if as a third person, it seems that the Suma from pre-44 and the one from post-44 are two different people altogether. What has endurance taught you about yourself?
Okay, so this term endurance, it refers to everywhere, I think. In our, even our daily lives, we are going through that. So something which we do continuously and we keep doing, that is in simple terms endurance for me. Every day, whatever, you know, our lifestyle itself is actually endurance based. Whatever we do and we get better every day, that is what is endurance for us. If I look back, say a decade back, how I was and what I am now, it is endurance. And next 10 years, what I want to be is again endurance based. So everything, if I look, I find endurance in everything I do and everything in everything people do.
But endurance is like a parallel for life. Life is endurance.
Yes, that I would say that.
Amazing. How old is your son, if I may ask?
My son is 27, will be 28 soon.
Oh, wow. So my last question to you is, what advice would you give from a health perspective to the 27-year-old Suma?
That's a great thing. So, yeah, I would say health is everything. Health is the most neglected part in that when everybody is in their 20s. That decade of life, everybody feels, I'm strong enough, nothing will happen to me, I will just do what I feel like, is something which puts maybe health on a less priority than other priorities. Everybody wants to achieve in something. I've just completed my studies, I've done it, I have freedom, so let me do what I want. And everything is available easily around us. So that is the age group, 20 to 30 is when, if Suma focuses on health, spend at least 30 minutes or at most 30 minutes. That is all is needed. Doing what will I like? Like, it's something which I haven't tried. I may not like or dislike. Let me try. Because some people say, elders say, it is good for us. So let me try and adopt whatever I like. It could be running, it could be some sports, or it could be anything. If I start liking, let me do that consistently for all my life, or at least during that phase, I think my productivity will improve. And that is something which I would not know at that age. Maybe I look around and, you know, see people and try to adopt. Like my son, he is not a full-fledged runner as us, but he is a runner he runs as well along with it. And whenever he's like on and off, he goes to gym and all those things. So 2014, my husband and I and him, three of us participated in Bangalore Marathon. All three of us signed up for half marathon. So my husband was the first one to finish. I was the next one. There was no race as such between us, but just an observation. My son finished at the last and among three, and then he did it fine. But then he's not an experienced trained runner, but still he did it, and we felt good that, you know, he participated. And at the end, he came home and he puts on his status saying, "My parents beat me." That is, you know, that gave us so happiness for us. So now he is looking at us and he knows that health is important. So maybe he'll pick it up. So maybe parents are the best one to pick up this and show the youngsters, saying that this is fine.
Do amazing stuff. And I hope you and your husband keep up the running and the trekking till 100 years of age, so that many more generations get inspired. Suma, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, and thank you so much for making the time for this.
Thank you, Shashank. Thank you for listening to me and, you know, inviting me for this talk. I enjoyed as well. Thank you.
If you like this episode, don't forget to hit like and subscribe to our channel so we can continue making more of these. and tell us who you'd like us to host next in the comments below. Ciao for now.